Well, Trump administration not messing around, Lee, when it comes to these illegal immigrants who can't speak English driving semis with no idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That's got to feel dangerous when you're doing it. And I'm teaching two teenagers to drive right now. And, you know, they have real fear. I mean, they speak English. They can read road signs. And you can sort of see the fear that situations cause when you're encountering them for the first time or they're foreign to you. And I'm kind of going through those situations with them. Imagine a language barrier, a foreign, you know, a foreign country, but also foreign rules of the road.
And you're driving a 40-ton vehicle.
Yeah, you know you're a risk to people. You know you do. You are. My kids know when they don't feel safe in a place and they'll tell me, hey, I'm not ready to drive here yet. And I get it. He knew. He didn't care. That's the bottom. Just absolutely did not care. And here's the problem with this is that California is insisting on ignoring federal CDL rules that, you know, you have to be able to speak English and continuing to issue these things. They don't care. Here's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on this.
This defendant could not speak English. We gave him a test after. Couldn't understand English, wasn't proficient, and couldn't understand road signs. He was pulled over for a speeding ticket before this crash in New Mexico. And he clearly couldn't speak the language, understand the language, or understand road signs. And they let him go. They didn't take him out of service. Had they taken him out of service, we may have three Americans that would still be alive. In regard to California, it's a requirement that when you get your CDL, you do have to take the test in English, and you also have a skills test. There's no way in hell this guy could have passed those tests but for some really shady behavior in California. So we are all in investigating, looking at this. And by the way, let Gavin come play, but he will regret the day he messes with DOT because, again, a lot of equities we have with California, not just with regard to pulling money, but other things we can do with regard to CDLs. Start to comply.
Yeah, California's illegal immigrant policies. Hey, don't speak English, don't understand rules of the road. We don't care. Here's your driver's license.
These other states, their people's lives are being put in danger, as we saw with Florida.
That's right.
So they could be barred from entering those states.
They could be decertified, in essence. So a California CDL couldn't be used in other states. It's even worse. Several drivers of the three states we're talking about, including California, had been pulled over in other states and been put out of service because they weren't English language proficient. They were then subsequently pulled over in California. So you have a red flashing light going, hey, this guy can't speak the language, and California just let him go. And so, again, you're at the heart of the issue. We have a lot of equities, a lot to play here. We will get compliance. And again, to your point, these truckers, they're driving all over the country. And when you have illegals that compete against American workers, when you take an American's job, number one, but you drive down the wages of truckers all across the country because you're taking their jobs and competing.
Yeah, never mind that it's very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, this is common sense. You wouldn't have an employee at a fast food restaurant working the drive-through that couldn't speak English in this country.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't have an air traffic controller in this country that could not speak English working the tower at the airport. I mean, this is common sense stuff. This is not racist. It is not nationalistic. It is not, you know, any type of you know, ill will toward anyone. This is simply common sense safety situation. This is not the first time this issue has been brought up. There was issues with drivers from Mexico coming across the border. And you've even talked about this previously. I believe the Bush administration was allowing this to occur. Drivers, you know, with Mexican-only driver's licenses driving 18-wheelers coming up into this country. Hey, it was a safety issue then. It's a safety issue now. And it makes no difference because this driver in India was from India. I mean, the driver in Florida was from India.
Texter rates in India, they also drive on the left side of the road like they do in Japan and India in England. Look at a video of driving in India. There are no rules. There really aren't. We actually were watching Think on This on YouTube not too long ago for some other reasons, our own entertainment. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, it's a free for all. And then I got to ask you this. I mean, you came here illegally in 2018. It's 2025.
Yes.
Okay.
You've had a little time.
In that time, you can barely speak the English. In that time, again, my daughter taught herself Spanish and passed a fluency test. Well, you can't even have a conversation with the guy who pulled you over.
Yeah.
You can't be bothered to learn a language. You know why? They're not interested. They're here for what they can get. They don't care. He doesn't care about human life. He doesn't care about America. He doesn't love America. We need to weed people like that out at the visa level, not open the border and let them in. Mm-hmm. Texture rates, you cannot drive a big truck in Mexico if you cannot speak Spanish. That wouldn't surprise me.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. I mean, you know.
Texture rates, Tara, it's not just truckers. My last Uber driver in Greenfield did not speak English.
Yeah, see, that's an issue too. You know, I I've got a translate thing on my phone here. I guess I could do it. But you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. I mean, if you're conducting business here in this country, you should be speaking the language.
It's just a basic courtesy.
Yes. I mean.
And by the way, we're up to 3 million people have signed this thing now saying, hey, just let him go. He didn't mean, he's here illegally.
Yes.
The fact that he couldn't be bothered to learn the language, came here illegally, is what caused this. It's a series of lawbreaking. Ron DeSantis nailed this, governor of Florida.
He intentionally got behind the wheel of that big rig, knowing that he did not understand what was going on around him. He could not read adequately the road signs. He obviously couldn't converse in English, which you need to be able to do to be able to operate one of those things. And he attempted an absolute insane maneuver. He will be held accountable.
Florida will also be investigating sanctuary jurisdictions that provide commercial driver's license to illegal immigrants.
Yeah. No, they just California, man. They just want you pure, wide open. Do not care. They let it all hang out.
What would have happened if an American had gone to India and done this and didn't speak the whatever language they speak there? Although many Indians speak English. I mean, because of the British, you know, colony influence. From, you know, centuries ago. But still, if you in an area where they did not speak English and you were in the road signs were not in English and you're driving there and you create an accent, what do you think that person, that'd be in prison right now?
Of course you would.
If they had not been probably assaulted by vigilantes before they got in custody of the local authorities.
I know. Which, by the way, they do that to you.
Yes.
In India, it's wide open. It's crazy. Hey, speaking of California, I had to check if this was real. Okay, I thought it was a parody account. Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, he's hired 3 people to make him sound like Trump online. And they're even copying Trump's like cadence, his tone, the way he phrases things.
Well,
Gavin, listen to this. They operate on this Twitter feed called Gavin Newsom Press Office. Yesterday, they took credit for getting Cracker Barrel to reverse its decision on the logo. They said Gavin Newsom did it.
And how would that be?
That's what I said. Apparently, it was because he tweeted this. You tell me who this sounds like, okay? Again, it takes 3 people to duplicate the sound of Trump, stuff he just fires off. This is what Newsom supposedly wrote, except it was his PR team. What is wrong with Cracker Barrel? Keep your beautiful logo, talking about the old one. The new one looks like cheap Velveeta cheese from Walmart, the place for groceries, an old-fashioned term. Fix it ASAP, and then woke is dead, ! Thank you for your attention to this matter, signed Gavin C. Newsom. Do you think he actually said that?
I think that's a copyright infringement there.
It is. Woke is dead. There is no one implementing woke better in this country than Gavin Newsom.
But using the phrase, thank you for your attention to this matter, though, that's Trump's out cue from his Truth Social feed. So I think they've got a copyright violation there.
No, it gets worse. Then after the logo change, Newsom's press office on his behalf takes credit for Newsom getting this done. Newsom. Getting this done. Quote, this is what he tweeted, a massive win for Patriots, ! All because of me, Gavin C. Newsom, congratulations, ! And then he signs it GCN.
Okay, this has got to be
this
some
is
kind of scam.
So here. Bad. It's not. I checked it. I checked the Twitter verification. It's real. He's a great check. They give those out for free if you're like a famous person. This is his. A massive win, Patriots. I don't think that man has ever used the word Patriot before.
No.
That particular tweet.
Unless he was talking about a football team.
Yes, maybe then. I don't know. That's such a manly activity to watch football.
That's not, true, you know.
I'm not thinking. I mean, have you ever seen how he crossed his legs at the Sean Ryan interview?
No, I there was an image I didn't need. But anyway.
My sons were so fascinated. They showed me. They showed me pictures of it. The boys on video gaming consoles, the things they play, that were sharing them. Because, I mean, we're talking like a really tight leg cross. Like the kind, for me as a woman, like it would cut off my circulation. And the boys were wondering, you know, if his cojones were okay. They thought, he just didn't think it was physically possible for a man to sit that way.
That's painful just to think about.
Well, you should see it. You'll see what I'm talking about. So,
oh,
Patriots, woke is dead. Nobody believes this is the real Gavin Newsom. You know what it shows you? They have like polling out right now showing, oh, you know, Republicans falling, you know, Trump falling in popularity, in trouble in the midterm. I don't believe it, because if that polling was real, he would not be doing this.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to run for the presidency. I say let him.
Yeah.
Let him.
Bring it on, Gavin.
Yeah. You know what? He's a white dude, though. And he's going to have to get past the angry white liberal harpies in the Democrat Party primaries. And I don't know how you do that.
The only thing he's got going for him is he's not an old white guy.
Yeah. And if he keeps sitting that way, he won't even be a guy by then.
He
will have neutered himself. So I just don't know what's up. But if you look it up, you'll see what I'm talking
apparently
about.
Apparently, that's a resume enhancer for Democrats.
Oh, I know. Voluntarily neutering yourself. For no particular reason. Thumbs up.